Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my good colleague, Susana Khani of the Hudson Institute, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, and Bill Raja, the senior fellow for the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. We've identified the disorder following the events of last week, and really for years now, the partisanship in America has been on television every night. You don't have to look very far to see bitter words being thrown back and forth by analysts. So, gentlemen, I turn to what is to be done. Hussein, I start with you because you mentioned the 1960s and beginning in right away with the Kennedy administration, the Cuban Missile Crisis, a product of the invasion of Cuba, and then the assassination of the president. That was such a very rocky beginning. We knew there was worse ahead, and there was. Do you expect the same now? Is there anything we can do to foreshorten the disorder?
I think that American leaders need to start talking to each other instead of shouting at each other. I think we need to bring social media under control in some way and not let people, angry, strong followers benefit the big companies that run social media, so they keep keep playing those algorithms that encourage people to be angry with one another. I think that something needs to be done. Congress, for example, needs to at least there was even in the worst times, 60s, 70s, 80s, look at the number of big legislative decisions that were taken in a bipartisan manner. Now there is hardly anything that is bipartisan. Justice Clarence Thomas got confirmed with a bipartisan vote. Joe Biden voted for him when he was confirmed. So that is no longer the case. People and leaders actually think that all they need to do is figure out how they can get enough votes to get elected. No one wants to actually talk to those other than those who are their own voters. Broadcasters, podcasters, journalists, everybody just talks to their own constituency. So unless that changes, we will continue to be torn apart, unfortunately.
Bill, you have thoughts about this, especially in the areas that we deal with, which is specialized information, but clearly threat analysis. Is there anything we can do or any way that our colleagues can do to tone it down?
Yeah, well, that is one of the things that needs to happen. Our political leadership needs to tone it down. But look, I'm old enough to remember the Clarence Thomas nomination. He was drugged through the mud. I would not call that a bipartisan, appointment there to the Supreme Court. Our political leaders really need to ratchet it down. On both sides. But, look, I saw very little pushback after Charlie was killed. You have people out there on social media celebrating his death. And now you have a wave of people going out there to get them fired. And, a lot of this, I get it, but a lot of this makes me uneasy. I'm mixed when it comes to something like censorship. You know, what happened when the government got with social media companies during COVID? They censored people who were actually telling the truth. They were, and anytime you put the government in charge of censorship, it becomes political. I really don't know the answer. But what I do know when it comes to censorship, we couldn't even censor terrorist organizations from getting their propaganda out there. So what leads me to believe that we can trust our government to work with social media organizations to censor American citizens? I don't know the answer. This is, social media is so entwined in our culture and in how people gather information and communicate. I'm at a loss here, John, to provide a, you know, how is this done in a way that protects our right to First Amendment speech, but while protects us from what we witnessed last week?
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. We're reporting routinely on the threat that the U.S. faces quite apart from our disorder. And Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now in the director of the Eurasia Project at the Hudson Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.